New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back, Old School crew, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. Got a special guest in. You see him. He's been in before. Always enjoy when he comes in. We got Dr. Finn in from Advanced Medical Imaging, AMI, located at 7601 Pioneers Boulevard. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
It seems like, hey, listen, I'm going to tell you this, though. It happens every week, right? But I think the last time you came in, Tua got sliced and got knocked out. And then now we got Trevor Lawrence, which I think is a little bit different. I wanted to ask you about this because from my perspective as a defender, if you're in with football, I think sometimes we saw with the quarterback, what was it, that fake, or actually Kenny Pickett fake slid, then he ended up scoring. Mm-hmm. For me as a defender, I'm a big believer in traffic. Probably the best thing to do is kind of like head first, or curl, you know, curl just, or get down. I think when you do, for me, I call it the lean back slide, that you're asking for trouble.
Yep.
And for everybody that didn't, you know, I don't know where you've been, but the Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence against Houston Texans, I mean, he got rocked. If he hit him regular, I wouldn't have had a problem. I felt like even from a linebacker standpoint in this day and age of college football or professional football, excuse me, I think the forearm with the elbow pad to the, you know, chin area, it was a recipe for disaster, man. And it was hard to watch.
So when you look at that hit, so Trevor's trying to make the first down and he's right at the line to gain. And at the last second, the last possible second, he makes the slide. There's no way for that defender to stop his momentum.
Right.
Just the laws of physics, he's already coming down. If Trevor stays upright, he's got to lower his head so he doesn't make helmet-to-helmet contact. And then if he makes the slide, then Trevor's head goes down. It's inevitable. He's going to take a shot. And when he finally takes the hit, it's a front and back and then front again as his head bounces off the turf. And then we talked last time about the arm motions, and you saw that it's called the fencing posture.
Right.
And he did that, and that's a clear sign of concussion. So I agree with you. Maybe it's an unpopular opinion, but, you know, they're really coming after that guy that made the hit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that – I think the NFL may – need to adjust the rules. You know, we have clear rules for kickoff returners, punt returners, where you have to make a signal of a fair catch, and you have to give appropriate time to do that.
Sure, yeah.
In my opinion, for player safety, I think you need to change the slide rule to like maybe
add something, like a hand signal or something.
Or maybe the way you go down, you curl instead of slide. Because right now if you look at the game theory analysis of it, you're giving an advantage to the runner.
Right.
When you bring the zebras into it. I think if you want to sacrifice safety, if you want to gain safety, then you need to sacrifice yards.
Yeah.
That should be the compromise. And going down in like a curling position should be better than trying to get that last inch. And you know, there's a high probability that you're going to get a flag.
Right.
You're going to get yards. You know, it's like a 50-50 ball isn't really a 50-50 ball because you have the referees on your side.
Sure.
And I think the slide rule is it's almost an advantage, not with regard to the injuries, but with regard to gaining yards. It's a little bit of an advantage to the players.
Yeah, if you look at it, if you want a perfect example of a guy that obviously I think Patrick Mahomes is a better athlete than what people give him credit for or what he looks like without a shirt on. But I think a couple weeks ago they played Carolina, and I know that I talked to plenty of defenders when quarterbacks are on the sidelines. You know, they get you say once he gets in, any player gets into white, you know, it could be a personal foul. Well, quarterback, it's not if you're close to the white. Well, he looked like he was slowing down. Defender slowed down, and Patrick Mahomes put on the Jets, end up icing the game with about a 25 to 30 yard run. So, you know, that's where you see where they can kind of take advantage of the rules. And we had Kenny Pickett, you know, a few years ago in a bowl game or in an ACC championship in order to win with Pittsburgh. I want to ask you something about Trevor Lawrence, though, which I think a lot of our listeners, you know, we have a lot of listeners that have kids that compete in any sport, but let alone football, is, in my opinion, in my experience, most of my, you know, concussions was me pretty much going forward. So actually probably, like, did you see John Runyon with his, you know, oddly enough, he's the one, you know, giving out the punishment. He was the cheapest dude ever, dirtiest player ever played against. Mine was more going forward. I think, talk about the impact of, I always feel like my hardest hits are the ones that were the whiplash ones. And with Trevor Lawrence, where you're getting the initial hit, which is the elbow or shot to the chin, then you're getting the blunt force back, and then you're getting the reshake up, and then you're kind of, he was, obviously it felt like he was, felt like he, I mean, I probably felt like he was powerless with his eyes open, right?
Yeah, and you nailed it right there. It's acceleration and deceleration. So, right. You know, it's bad enough if you just, if it's one motion and your head comes to a sudden stop.
Right.
It's worse when he's traveling forward. He gets hit, so his head's now going backwards. It hits off the turf and bounces, and now it's going forward again, all right, within a microsecond. And it's called a coup and contra coup injury, and the brain literally rattles off the front and the back of your skull. And as we talked about before, it changes the dynamics of the neuronal pathways, and it causes the concussion. Now, what is more severe? They're all severe.
Right.
You know, it's the severity of the hit is directly proportional to its the severity of the concussion. But then the multiplicity, if you have more than one,
right,
because the brain's already in a state of repair,
right,
when you injure it again, no different than injuring a muscle and then coming back and you injure it again. Kind of the same analogy.
You know, just stay in that ballpark. I want to ask you, you know, they have a rule of defenseless player. Is there, like, when you brace for it versus, like, pretty much getting caught blindsided, what is the difference between, like, I guess, seeing it and not seeing it? You know, seeing a guy come in and hit, and then otherwise, you know, you had to, you know, we used to call them lookout blocks. Hey, look out before you get knocked out. And they never told us look out early enough. Talk about the difference between that, because from my experience, there is a difference, you know, when you catch somebody just running down, and obviously you've seen it all, you know, different times, maybe in boxing or something like that. Talk about the difference between when you are ready and you're braced versus when you're not.
Yeah. You want to be ready and you want to brace. It comes down to motion and acceleration. So take a boxer, for example, they take multiple shots, and the best ones, if you look at a boxer, you'll notice they have no necks, right? And that's for the reason of stability of the head. Because if they can brace their neck enough to where their head doesn't move even when they take a shot, the brain doesn't even notice that there's been anything happening. The more loose the neck is, and the more the head rattles, the faster the acceleration, deceleration, the more severe it's going to be.
Man, that's obviously, it just seems like, I wouldn't say every week. One more last question. I want to ask you about Tua. I'm a firm believer. Does body structure, like, play a part of it? Because I just feel like he just looked like he just, like, just flimsy. Like, you know what I mean? He just looks a little bit like concussion prone or not. Is that true or not?
No, I don't think so. I think the only thing that matters.
He's like a rag doll out there.
Well, if you get ragdolled like Sue used to do to guys,
yeah,
then you can't control that motion.
Sure.
So the only thing that matters is your skull and the brain within it.
Yeah.
And if it moves quickly, that's what's going to give you a concussion.
Mm. Well, another thing moving quickly, another thing that you guys have added to the multitude of services over there is body comp.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, as we get older, right? Obviously, it becomes a little bit more prevalent because obviously things start to slow down internally. Tell us about the stuff that you guys have started to really do for athletes, body comp and so forth and so on.
So body composition is important when you're either training or after your playing days are done. If I tell you, I know a guy who's 6'4", 250, I got two different versions of that guy in my head. You know, one's chiseled from a block of granite and the other one looks like Uncle Frank at the family reunion. So just weight alone is a poor indicator. BMI, body mass index, is a poor indicator. That just measures height and weight. You know, I'm 5'10", 160. And I remember Josh Davis, old I-back.
Yeah.
He was in my class in college. And he's my height, but he weighed, you know, 215.
Right.
According to the BMI, he's morbidly obese.
Right.
Obviously, he's not or wasn't. So body comp analysis tells you the difference of the muscle and fat ratio throughout your body. And that can be really important. Let's say you're, you know, January 1st is coming up and everybody likes to hit the gym.
Yeah.
That'd be a great thing to do to get a baseline.
Right.
And then give it a few months, give it a year and see where you're at. One of the biggest problems as we age is something called creeping obesity. That's when you gain a pound or two every year. And sometimes you don't even gain weight. Sometimes you're sacrificing muscle and you're gaining fat. And this, if you did this every year, you'd be able to recognize it. You know, if you lose 2 pounds of muscle, gain 2 pounds of fat, you may look the same on the scale. But, you know, after a year or two, if you notice that your body fat is rising and your muscle is decreasing, well, then that can be a problem because excess fat can lead to insulin sensitivity, insensitivity, diabetes, prediabetes, and hypertension. So it's important to stay on top of these things, and it's hard.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So you have that feedback of body composition.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I want to ask you is how you guys test, because when I got to Buffalo, when we first got there, forever ago, we had the pincher, you know.
Yep.
And then Rusty Jones was great, so he kind of always, you know, made sure that we, you know, tried to be as lean as possible. But then we got into that bod pod, and that was where it became your breathing and stuff like that. And I tell the story about a guy named Bobby Collins. I mean, he was built bad, but somehow, some way, you know, he could eat whatever he wants, and he'd come out with 6% body fat. Me and Keith Newman were trying harder. We can't get below 10. I want to ask you two things. How do you guys test? And then number two, are some people, I guess if you guys do the pincher based on just, you know, hereditary things, have more kind of like fat, even though they have muscle underneath the fat. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, fat underneath the muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that bod pod you're talking about,
right,
that's the best test. That's right. The gold standard. But it's a very involved test. You got to shed your clothes, get in this tank of water, close it. They test your oxygen usage. It's kind of a big deal. The pincher test is really easy to do. You can do it anywhere, but it's highly variable.
Right.
You know, it depends on exactly where they do the pinching, and the operator can be different from person to person. What we use is a DEXA machine, which is it's a low dose X-ray that scans your whole body. It tells you your bone density. It tells you your fat composition, your muscle composition, the ratio between it, and then also the distribution. So like you're talking about, you know, if you have too much belly fat, that can be a sign of metabolic insufficiency. So it gives you a lot of useful information for somebody who's training or just trying to lose weight.
And so how long, if I guess if I came in there, how long does a test take?
Oh, less than 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
And then for the next 50, you talk me off the cliff? Because yeah. I know my body fat's high. My body fat's high. For athletes, we have a lot of people that listen to other athletes. Obviously, when we were coming up, obviously, BMI, body fat, was not a big, you know, deal. There's just some guys like, man, he was just good genetics, born that way. Talk about how important it is for any, you know, boys or girls, guys or gals, male, female, athletes coming up, how if they can get a hold of it and learn about it early, how much improvement they can have, not only as an athlete in the short term, like say they got a season coming up, but long term, high school, college career, but then also lifelong lessons.
Yeah, it goes back to that idea of creeping obesity where you just, it's a slow gain. Most people don't gain weight quickly. Most people. For most people, it's like you look at a picture from 10 years ago, and wow, I look good, you know, back then. If you can learn what it takes to maintain your body composition, that ratio, that perfect ratio. And you know, for super dads like us, we want to be, you know, below 25%,
right?
Ideally. If you're an athlete, you want to be below 20, maybe the mid teens. If you're a super athlete, you know, low teens, maybe around 10%. But yeah, less than 25 is a good way to, is a good shot when you're living a normal life.
Right.
But it's important to know what it takes to keep that. You know, if you're skipping breakfast or, you know, skipping a meal and that's what it takes to do it, it's good to have that feedback. So if you do a test every year, every 6 months, that would give you that data.
Yeah, when you're talking about athletes, knowing your body is probably, you know, everybody thinks knowing your body is balance and speed and all that, but knowing your body, what is good for you and what helps you perform, which obviously goes along with your BMI, you know. And that's really interesting that it only takes 10 minutes, especially with something that you can do, you know, 2-3 times a year. Depends on how serious you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And do you guys have a special section? Part of it, is it in the, it's not in the surgery center. That's where I'm always at. I don't get to see you guys over in the cool part, but is it in the regular part?
Yep, in the imaging center.
Yeah.
It's a small machine. You lay down on it, takes a picture quick.
And for people easy. That want to possibly do it, do they have to get a script, or can they just give you your insurance?
Yeah, you can just walk in. You can you don't need to deal with insurance or anything.
So the bigger question: do you deliver the bad news, or does your nurse deliver the bad news?
We have some great technologists, and it prints off a sheet. It's, you know, 10 pages long, gives you all sorts of data.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask, for me, for different stuff, I always have to watch my weight for my like back and obviously, you know, knees. Talk about the importance of understanding. You can be making improvements even though your weight is at or close to the same. You know what I'm saying? Can you? Because I think a lot of people struggle with that. They'll work. You talk about January 1st, they'll work out hard.
Yeah.
What is it, like the first like 4 or 5 weeks they're in the gym, and next thing you know, they go ghost, and they look at the scale, and they're like, oh, I'm at the same weight or at the same weight or minimal results. Talk about that, because you could be making big strides and almost do a breakthrough, but your weight could be the same.
Yeah, for sure. The weight can even go up.
Right.
My wife did a fitness competition years ago, and I think for a while there, she was working out every single day, eating the perfect foods, and she gained a little weight, but her body composition changed dramatically.
Right.
So that can be disheartening for people who aren't, quote, seeing results. I mean, you may see them in the mirror, but then you get on the scale and it says it's the same or maybe even higher, but you're gaining so much muscle mass. And you can't tell that unless you do a body comp analysis.
Right. And for people out there, muscle does weigh more than fat, right?
It sure does.
Yeah. You talk about not seeing results. And one thing real quick before we let you go, another thing we always text back and forth with is, I know as a former athlete, and obviously it's obviously there's a lot more information now. But I wanted to ask you about for families out there struggling with this, is Alzheimer's and dementia. Mm-hmm. And talk about, you know, obviously with athletes, obviously we run into each other for a living, or used to. Talk about some of the early signs you can see before a diagnosis, because a lot of times maybe you just go when it's like without reason, without question. And then talk about some of the possible, like, I guess, treatments or things to kind of help with not only the person that's affected by it, but it affects the whole family.
Yeah. So 10% of people over the age of 70 will have some form of dementia, of which there's many kinds. The two most common would be Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Right.
Parkinson's as can have a sports-related causality.
Right.
Brett Favre, as we know, Favre, he just came down with it. He said he didn't recognize, or he couldn't use the screwdriver as well as he used to. So those are two types of dementia. Parkinson's is more like a movement disorder,
mm-hmm.
where you have tremors and stiffness. Alzheimer's is more of a memory and cognition. And the problem with both of these is they're very slow onset.
Right.
So you can have that disease for 1, 2, 3 years and not know it, like you said, until it becomes obvious.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, this is what we're dealing with now. Now, we have tests so we can diagnose it earlier and treat it earlier. And everybody's going to know somebody that has this disease. So this is important to know. So for Parkinson's, we have something called a DAT scan, D-A-T, stands for dopamine transporter. And what it does is it tests the ability of the brain to utilize dopamine, because Parkinson's is a dopamine insufficiency disease.
Right.
So we can see how well the dopamine is being used. If you can diagnose it earlier, before it's obvious, you can treat it earlier and delay the onset of symptoms. Now, Alzheimer's, this is kind of exciting, because there's a new test and therapy that just got approved in the last year. I mean, this thing is only months old. I think we're the first to do it at AMI here in Lincoln. And Alzheimer's is a very slow progression disease.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of people know somebody with it, and it's not a good one, you know. So with this new therapy, you can delay the onset by several years.
Oh, wow.
Which is really important.
Yeah.
I mean, you consider if the onset is at age 85,
right.
3 years is a lot of time. It's an important time. So what we do is it's a PET scan of the brain. It's called an amyloid scan, and it tests for the beta amyloid plaque that builds up in patients with Alzheimer's. And now that we can test for it, there's a new therapy that that you can actually treat it. And if anybody has any questions about it, I would refer there's a new clinic called the Be Well Clinic in South Lincoln, around 56 in Pine Lake. That's a brand new clinic, and they specialize in that, and they know exactly what tests to order and exactly how to treat it. So we're just happy to be a part of the diagnostic part of that.
So you guys run both of those scans at AMI, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so important to catch it early, because if you catch it early, you can treat it early,
right.
Delay the symptoms.
Yeah. I mean, because obviously it was Brett Favre, and obviously, you know, Muhammad Ali are different athletes. You see, even guys that I've played with, obviously you just know. And it used to be, at least when I was coming out of the league, and obviously even, you know, before – at you and Dr. Razdan, is that there wasn't a lot of tests or nowhere to go. So it's a great thing that for everybody listening, like you said, you will have somebody in your family affected by one or potentially both. Early detection is huge. Early testing, and then also trying to delay it is a big part of it. So that's amazing that you guys are doing it, because I know just from guys that I played with, nobody knows where to go. You know, the pros and stuff like that. So it's always good that you guys are always ahead of the curve. You guys do a lot of great things with breast cancer awareness, early screenings and stuff like that. Concussions as well for athletes. Obviously, there's a lot of kids that play sports and doesn't have to be football. There's a lot of people that have concussions in soccer and other sports. And obviously, with the multitude of stuff, I'm always over there. I need a VIP card, by the way.
Get you a parking spot.
Yeah, give me a parking. I do have one. It's space number 4. It's always there. Well, I want to thank you for coming in, man. Always, it's great to inform our listeners, because not only we know obviously sports and obviously a lot of things going on with football, but there's a lot of sports and a lot of people out there have a various range of issues. And you guys have definitely always come informative, but then also show the initiative to try to help people. And that's what the great thing about AMI. Once again, located at 7601 Pioneers Boulevard. Definitely have great service over there. And obviously very informative stuff. And so thanks again for coming in. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.